Joining me now at Edgar Street, Hereford manager Martin Foyle. You must be really, really pleased with that victory tonight. Very hard, well earned.
Yeah, absolutely delighted with the effort and commitment. We were organised. Yeah, they had a fair bit of possession, but I'm not being funny with it. With a team like Luton and the resources they've got, I think you've got to respect that. And, you know, we worked on the training pitch, how to deny them space, and it worked to a treat.
You have to give credit to James McQuilkin. That was a terrific finish, well worthy of winning a match such as that.
Yeah, magnificent finish, wasn't it? You know, coming in onto his weaker foot, you know, just didn't ride 5 yards. He went 10, 15 yards and composed with the finish. Yeah, absolutely brilliant finish.
Really hard work from Hereford throughout that match. They're working together now as a unit.
Yeah, they're decent lads. You know, I mean, they're honest and as you can see, the team spirit's absolutely top draw. But, you know, we were committed tonight, you know, and I thought we'd probably tire a little bit after the Shrewsbury game on Saturday. And did we make changes? And we spoke about it, you know, if I was playing Saturday, would you want to be dropped for tonight or rested? The answer was probably no. You know, Harry was suspended and I thought Clichy come in and did an excellent job. But the way we played, we dropped, denied him space, but, you know, probably disappointed that, you know, Ryan got injured, but Carl come on, you know, won us that ball that Macca come off his shape.
It's not just the FA Cup victory over Shrewsbury, but it does look as though you've got momentum now. I think that's 8-match unbeaten run.
Momentum, it's been hard. You know, we've been a lot more solid away from home. But this was a big 3 points tonight because I think people looked at the fixtures and went, Shrewsbury, Luton, Wrexham, we're going to get nothing out of it. You know, so I was more important with 3 league points tonight.
What's the latest with Ryan Bowman? Because I understand he had a swollen sort of ankle or something like that at halftime.
Yeah, he went up for a great header, didn't he? You know, and landed, and the lads landed on top of him. And, you know, he's twisted his ankle. So, yeah, but these things are haunting us, aren't they, all season at the moment. But, you know, we carry on, we dust ourselves down. And if we've got 16 players going to Wrexham, that's all I can ask for.
And in a way, with Kyle Perry coming on, it was a case of where he is the target man. You've got to have the ball up to him rather than Bowman's a little bit more mobile perhaps.
Yeah, well, the formation you play, it does help to play 4-3-3 with Ryan, you know, because he's got the legs with Klukes and the other side, Macca. But if you play Kyle, then obviously he needs a little bit more support. You know, he can win the headers, he can hold the ball up. So that's, yeah, something I have to look at. But at the moment, I think the lads have got to enjoy tonight because I thought they were fantastic in their spirit.
And one player I would like to single out, he didn't get man of the match, James Bittner got that from the sponsors, but Sam Klukas on that left hand side. I think he even had cramp towards the end. He put so much in.
Well, he's a young boy, isn't he? You know, learning the trade, but again, absolutely, work ethic is second to none, you know, and to drive the ball in the latter part of the minute into the bottom corner, to keep going and going and going, is hard work. But he's a super fit lad. But as you can see, he's getting better with games, you know, which obviously he didn't have much last year.